Although high street chains have been relatively slow in developing ethical brands, a growing number of independent shops up and down the country are stocking such products. This boutique in North London has only been open for 5 months, but already it's established a loyal customer base.
And they're made in Northern India by Tibetan refugees in a workshop that's just up there.
ExoSells clothes made from organic cotton grown without pesticides and other fair trade materials, sourced to ensure the producers get a fair price for their work.
Well, another example of ethical clothes are recycled clothing, so such as these beautiful recycled sari dresses and tops and these lovely jackets.
The first fair trade and organic cotton jeans in the UK are also going on sale. They were developed by Nick Pecorelli, who set up his business 3 years ago.
I discovered that there were some major issues around the use of pesticides, and I wondered why no one was doing anything about it. So I thought, well, I'll give it a go. The growth is certainly very, very impressive, and you know, we're really doubling every sort of 6 or 7 months in size.
I mean, yeah. It's beautiful, isn't it?
So. Designer Catherine Hamlet is relieved the ethical fashion business is finally taking off. Her latest collection took 16 years to develop because so many manufacturers wouldn't supply pesticide-free cotton or wool.
Yeah, if everybody bought one item of organic cotton this year, it sends a signal to the retailers that this is something that's happening that they should invest in. And, you know, it's a step in the right direction. I mean, there's no reason why in 5 or 10 years' time all cotton could easily be organic. And that's what we should be aiming for, because it makes the most phenomenal difference.